All right, a bit of a different intro, a little bit of Paul McCartney in the intro, which is kind of what I want to start with. I don't usually plug my stuff, but I interviewed his guitarist, Rusty Anderson, which is amazing. I grew up watching him and listening to him on Paul's live albums over the last 20 years, and this was just surreal to me. So I won't go into much detail. I'll just link it below. Listen to Firefly, Rusty's new song. It's amazing. His voice is truly amazing. So, yeah, without further ado, coming up, Matt and I will talk about the MCU, all these announcements from Comic-Con. Are you confused by all these announcements? Because I am. I don't know what Echo is. Don't know what an Echo is, or some other show, Thunderbolts. I don't know what this shit is. Secret Wars. I don't know. I don't really care. So, but it was fun to talk with Matt about it. I haven't seen Matt since Nope. And his review got over 11,000 views, so definitely check it out. I'll link it below. Without further ado, I will let us take it away. See? Two Paul McCartney references there. Welcome back to the podcast. Today I'm very excited to have my good friend Matthew McDonald on the show. Wow, I just called you Matthew, ironically. I usually call you Matt. Matt, how are you doing? It's been a couple weeks. We saw Nope together, but it's been a few weeks since we've seen each other.
Yeah, doing good. I got the Note reviews out and everything, and got a pretty good response. So I was super excited about that. Apparently, a lot of people saw that, had a lot of thoughts about it.
Yeah, well, you're bearing the lead a little bit. You had over 10,000 views last time I checked. Congratulations on that. Where's it at now? Have you been checking?
It's a little over 11,000 now. So, I mean, that's insane. That's, 10,000 more than, or I guess, like, that's 5 or 6,000 more than what my highest viewed video was, after a year and a half. So like, that's insane.
And you hit your subscriber goal. So congratulations on that. I watched your thank you video. So smashing everything, your goals. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, I was like, but 3 weeks ago I was like, well, if I hit 200, I'll be happy. And now it's like almost 100 subscribers later. I was like, maybe I can hit 300 now. Cool. But so yeah, I just got to say, thank you once again for inviting me, because that was awesome.
I think we had a great time. I enjoyed going with you. I loved looking over, seeing you kind of like cowering over a couple times.
There were a few times in that movie that I definitely had like my ears plugged and like kind of, I mean, because there was so much of it was just so close to the screen. It like the gym especially.
Yes. Well, I'm glad to, talk to you today. We're going to talk about something that, in about 5 years, maybe the MCU will have 11,000 more projects coming up the line down the pike. So Marvel, or the MCU, had their little the Hall H panel at San Diego Comic-Con. I'm sure by now anybody listening has already seen the announcements, but I just wanted to talk about it with Matt, my friend here, because I think we both like the MCU. I think we both love it to some degree, but there's so much stuff. And so with all these announcements, we just have to kind of look through the slate. I just want to see what was announced. It was so hard to find a list of what was announced, because it would just be like all these random articles. So I just have a list of what's like of the timeline of things coming out. It'll be some stuff that people already knew were announced. But, I guess let me ask you really quickly, how is Phase 4? This is Phase 4, right? I get this mixed up.
Yeah.
Phase 4 right now. Okay. So how have you liked Phase 4, Thor, Spider-Man, all that?
I think Phase 4 has been, I think it's been a little hit or miss, but honestly, I mean, I don't blame them. It was, after Endgame, I mean, this was a huge arc that they got through, and I think that Phase 4 was kind of like the transition between that arc and the new arc that they're going for, while also trying to wrap up some things, trying to do some new things. I did like that it was a lot of, let's just kind of get weird with stuff, WandaVision and Multiverse of Madness and No Way Home. Just kind of have some fun. I thought that was pretty cool. It was definitely a lot of transition, and it doesn't seem like there's one consistent thing, and I think that was okay. But overall, I think it's been a little hit or miss, but we've gotten some really fun stuff for sure. No Way Home, obviously, I think is everybody's favorite, and then probably Thor and Shang-Chi after that. If you didn't like Multiverse of Madness, if you did, then that's probably one of the best ones, but this wasn't one of my favorites.
Well, and let me just say, because I'm just curious, because I know a lot of people said that a lot of these movies felt aimless, and I will agree that some of them did feel aimless, but I don't agree with the idea that Kevin Feige and Disney didn't know, don't have a plan, right? I mean, clearly the shows they did. I never understood why people were like, oh, they just don't have a plan. They clearly did, because they've been doing this for over a decade, right? So, okay, so I'm glad we're on the same page, because I just heard so many people being like, oh, they never had a plan. And it's like, well, how would they have planned these 30 projects we're about to talk about? So, you know.
No, definitely. They have a plan. I mean, a lot of it may feel, I mean, it's like when we think back to phase one and even two, it was like there were just a lot of standalone movies of different people, and then they finally came together. It wasn't really till like phase two, phase three that like it was really tying together a lot, and now they're kind of getting back to that original stuff to build it back up again.
Yeah Well, I can't believe we're already, what is this, 14 years past Incredible Hulk, which was 2008, but now the next MCU project is She-Hulk, and I'm gonna be honest with you, I am excited, Disney, if you're listening, I am excited to see the show when you send it to me, mainly because of Tim Roth, because he's back as Abomination, I think was his character name. I haven't seen it before. I think I watched the beginning of COVID, that's about last I remember. But what do you have any expectations for She-Hulk, or what? I remember we talked about this actually last time we spoke.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm not too excited for She-Hulk. For a couple of reasons. One, the Hulk that I love, I love Mark Ruffalo's Hulk, and I think that the putting them together, you know, Banner and Hulk, is a really cool idea. But unfortunately, I think that unless they go back to old Hulk, I don't love what they like where it is now, just because it's not as interesting, you know, like with the conflict, the self conflict, and also the fact that like the She-Hulk, she doesn't look like a Hulk. She looks kind of like Fiona from Shrek, and it's like it's based on like, you know, like the setting is like, you know, LOL, and I'm like, I don't. So it might be better than I'm thinking. You know, we do have Wong's gonna be there, like you said, Abomination's gonna be there, which is pretty cool. So I'm definitely gonna watch it, but I don't have huge expectations for it at the moment.
Well, did you hear who else is in it? Apparently, I've just been seeing this on Twitter.
Daredevil, right?
Yes, yeah. So yeah. That kind of, I thought, made it more interesting. I didn't know if that was confirmed, true. But I keep seeing that on Twitter, so I imagine.
Yeah. So that'll be pretty cool. So yeah, I mean, there's gonna be a lot thrown in there, which is making it a little bit better.
Yeah, and I mean, I will say that the MCU, my biggest issue with these shows is that, I think WandaVision was 9 or 10 episodes, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. But all the other ones seem like maybe 5, 6 episodes. And it just seems weird, because I think we talked about this, like Ms. Marvel, I loved the first 2 episodes of, and then it fell off. And Loki, I enjoyed the first episode. I never finished it. I still haven't finished Ms. Marvel. I hope She-Hulk, I keep hoping each one of these shows is going to break that trend for me, and I'll finally see one through. But is there something, is it maybe that I just feel like sometimes with these shows, they're either, there's not enough time for them, like either just make this like a 10 episode, because Daredevil, which we'll talk about, is getting like 18 episodes.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, everyone else is getting like 6. And yeah, you could say, oh, it's a 6-hour movie. But then you run into the Obi-Wan conundrum, where it's kind of like, this could have been a 2-hour movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they just don't want to green light movies for all these characters. Maybe a She-Hulk movie won't be popular. I don't know.
You know, and it's weird, because honestly, I feel like it would be better for them to do the movies, because, you know, TV shows, I feel like, you know, even for me and for a lot of other people, it just feels like too much of a commitment. You know, movies, it's one thing. It's 2 hours. You go to see it. It's done. TV shows, even if it's only 6 episodes, it's like, well, now you have 5 TV shows to watch. There are 6 episodes each. There are 40 minutes, you know, per episode. It seems like a huge kind of overwhelming commitment. And especially for, you know, if you're not into that show or those 2, 3 specific characters, then the whole thing's not going to be interesting to you. Whereas if it was a movie, then it was 2 hours and it's done, and maybe it was good, maybe it wasn't. But I think having them as TV series, while it gives it a lot of time for these characters, which is great, it's just too overwhelming to a lot of people. That's it's just too much.
Well, and that's actually what bugs me, is that people try to say, and I know maybe you can make specific arguments, but people will say, oh, you don't need to see the shows to understand the movies. We're saying that because a lot of these shows so far have been about characters we know or introducing new ones, and we haven't seen more of them yet. But I, you know, like even WandaVision, I would argue that WandaVision enhances the Doctor Strange experience.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, and I, that's the only one I've ever finished because I thought Al Pacino was showing up at the end. but that I really do think, yeah, you could still, these movies still have enough self-awareness to know we need to explain stuff if nobody has seen the shows. But don't you, I feel like Doctor Strange, especially Multiverse of Madness, really makes more sense if you'd seen Wanda's connection with the kids. Because otherwise, these are just kids that you have no idea about. The ice cream song and all.
Oh, the ice cream song. Oh my God, I hated that so much. No, but definitely. I mean, because I mean, you're right, because WandaVision, I think, was that biggest one that tied in. And I think we're gonna see that later on. Loki is gonna tie in, or with Kang and everything now. But even if you do kind of understand what's going on, you're right. It's like it just enhances it character-wise. Like even What If, you know, that was just anthology. But even then, when you got to see Dark Doctor Strange, or like kind of like Wanda when she sort of seemed like, you know, zombie Wanda in Multiverse of Madness running around, that just made it much cooler. But yeah, just in terms of like actual plot, you can usually get by. But for I think some of the upcoming ones, and even for Multiverse of Madness, it was better to have seen the shows.
And I mean, and think about a couple of these that again we'll mention more, talk more in detail with, but like the Marvels and Captain America 4, I can't remember how many there are. Both of these, you're gonna have Sam became Captain America and Falcon Winter Soldier. Miss Marvel is now, I haven't seen the end, but I know what happens, but I know that by the Marvels, when she's co-starring in it, they're probably not gonna go back and explain the whole show in it. Maybe brief parts, but we're saying this now, but once those movies come around, if you haven't seen Miss Marvel or you haven't seen Falcon Winter Soldier, I imagine, especially in the case of the latter, you're gonna watch that and be like, why the heck is he Captain America? I mean, you could put it together, but you hadn't seen the 6 hours that built up to that, I guess, if that. But I don't know. That to each his own. I haven't watched all the shows. I know what happens. I see it on Twitter. It's inevitable, you know, to kind of catch it. But I don't know. Maybe I'm not the right person to talk about that. But I just feel like you need a little bit more with the. You need to watch them with the movies. I don't know. I'm not saying do it. I just think you need to, you know.
No, definitely. I mean, even Falcon and Winter Soldier, which is the one that in my mind is, or maybe Hawkeye, is the least necessary to watch them before, especially because like with, you know, the Captain America, we saw at the end of Endgame he was passing it on, but still the actual becoming of it, even with those two, there's still things in there that's just like little moments, that you need to know. And yeah, just the messages and everything behind them, and even with that, if nothing else from Falcon and Winter Soldier, I think if I don't know specifically everything about Thunderbolts, which I guess we'll talk about in a second, but as from what I know, it's like kind of reformed villains or heroes or something like that. So I'm thinking John Walker will probably be in that. So if nothing else, that you actually need to watch that one for, just you, the general people, for that, if nothing else.
Well, yeah, I guess sorry to She-Hulk because we kind of used you as a platform to talk about our grievances or just the complexities of where the MCU is at now. But transitioning over to Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, which I will say going in, I had zero expectations for, especially because of the unfortunate passing of Chadwick Boseman. I just had no interest in seeing this, to be completely honest with you. And then the trailer went online, and that was like by far the best thing I saw out of the San Diego Comic-Con stuff. I mean, that actually looks really great, and I'm shocked. I am truly shocked. And I don't know if you've seen on Twitter and social media, everybody's analyzing the butt shot from the trailer, trying to figure out who the Black Panther is. And some people are like, no, it can't be Winston Duke. He's too big. It has to be Shuri. She's smaller. I'm like, this is a weird thing to. It's a weird place to have this discussion. So Matt, what are your thoughts on that?
You know, honestly, I actually totally agree, because I had almost not forgotten that this was coming out, but we kind of had like a lot of the big ones before, like halfway through this year, and then, you know, Wakanda Forever was the last one to come out of the year, and I wasn't really that excited, especially because I liked Black Panther, but I didn't like love it. I definitely loved it for
Ooh, hot
the hype
take.
around it. I know. I loved it for the hype around it and everything that it did for the MCU and for Black people everywhere and representation in the MCU. And that was amazing. And I love Wakanda just in general. But the movie itself, I thought, you know, was pretty good. But for this one, like you said, with the unfortunate passing, I was like, you know, we don't have T'Challa there. But then I saw the trailer, and with the kind of what's going to seem like a very tasteful homage to him, while also kind of strengthening these other characters, it did seem very, it seemed really solemn, and it felt like it was going to be a lot more reflective while still having the action, but a lot more reflective, a lot angrier than just like a regular action movie and regular MCU movie, which I think is going to be really cool. I'm not sure, I can't remember who the villain is. He's some Atlantis
Is it
guy.
Namor? I don't remember
Namor.
who plays it, but I know I've seen the pictures and I didn't recognize
Yeah.
the actor offhand.
You know, I don't know much about him. So in terms of the villain, I'm not sure what that'll bring. But yeah, just in terms of like the emotion and the heart that's going to come from it, I think that's going to be really, really good.
I'm with you. I thought Namor was a DC villain. I thought that was an Aquaman villain. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. But yeah, and that surprised me. Oh, and I Am Groot comes out. I mean, those are the little shorts. Let's not completely disregard how cute Groot is. Coming for Baby Yoda's throne, I think. but that also comes out in August. But right after Black Panther in November, I think that is the end of Phase 4, which does feel a little short, doesn't it? It feels like it felt short, but merciful.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because we had COVID all in between. So except for, I mean, we pretty much got the beginning of everything. Was it last year? Last 2021?
Ooh, I think so. Or was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually. Yeah.
So so yeah, it really was just kind of like a year and a half, sort of. Now that I think about it. Wow. Yeah. So it definitely is short, and it's weird. I think Phase 4 and 5, they I don't know exactly what they're planning. They have something obviously, but I think they were kind of trying to figure out what to do between having a combination of movies and shows. And then also having this new arc that they're trying to bring up and trying to figure out how to split it up. I guess they're going to have some big thing at the end of Wakanda Forever and, you know, maybe in a post-credit scene or something. But yeah, it was a little weird how they decided to split it up. I mean, you know, then again, we did have all the TV series too. We started with WandaVision. So I guess it has been more like 2 years. But it is weird how they decided to split it up, and it does seem kind of short.
So let me put a pin in that, because I want to come back to at the end of this conversation, because it'll play into my the last two films coming out and that are announced. But yeah, so then going to Phase 5 in February, I'm actually excited for Ant-Man Quantumania, just because the Ant-Man movies are so ridiculously small scale and the comedic. I just love them for that. Yes, I did. I used to have an obsession with Evangeline Lilly, and I think I have her autograph. I don't know if she's popular to talk about nowadays. I think she got canceled, but she did share my review of one of her movies on her Instagram. So I think I'll forgive her for that. but I don't know. But I know Kang is supposed to be the villain, right? Or at least in the film. It sounds like, at least from what the trailer descriptions at a Comic-Con were. Again, I don't know much about Kang. I know he's an overarching villain or character in these next couple of phases, but do you have any excitement for Ant-Man, or is this just kind of like a lot of people just think of this as like the lost disregard franchise?
Honestly, and that makes me so mad, because like Ant-Man and the Wasp, you know, I thought was okay. But I think Ant-Man's so underrated, and like honestly, it was to have all the credit, except for maybe Tony for, you know, figuring out time travel in 5 seconds. I think Ant-Man should deserve like almost all the credit for bringing everybody back. because he was the one who like gave everybody the opportunity with the quantum realm. But, you know, I just feel like he gets so underrated. And the fact that Ant-Man 3 is going to start Phase 5, and the fact that the main villain of the next arc is going to be the villain in that one, I think it's going to put it on the map more. Because it was pointed out that Ant-Man and Ant-Man and the Wasp both came out after huge like Civil War and Age of Ultron. So they were kind of just like riding the coattails of a really big Avengers movie. So I think that this one starting out Phase 5 will be really cool and be really important for the characters.
Yeah, and I mean, let's give some credit to Ant-Man, but let's also credit that rat or mouse or whatever it was that stepped in.
This is true.
The whole fate of the universe really is in the hands of the mighty mouse or rat, whatever the heck it was.
That's a good point.
But then I think in the spring of next year is Secret Invasion, which is out of all these that I don't know much about, I'm most excited for this one. It's not an established character. I know that Nick Fury is in it. I know it's Skrulls, right? I'm just excited. I pray, though, that Disney doesn't, like, Disney-fy it, you know, and like make this like comedic and fun, because from what my understanding is, Secret Invasion is kind of this big event thing that I think ties into Secret Wars, which we'll talk about. But my impression is that this is like aliens shape-shifting as other Avengers. That sounds pretty cool to me. It just don't make this super comedic, and that's all that, because they've kind of done that with the Skrulls, right? Captain Marvel and Far From Home, whatever. I think they're in Far From Home. So I don't know, what do you know about Secret Invasion? What do you, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to defer to you a lot in these next few weeks, if you know anything.
No, I honestly, I know just about as much as you do. Actually, I didn't even think about, you know, them, kind of shapeshift in other Avengers. Well, I guess we've seen that a little bit already. But I think that would be pretty cool. I hope it's like a gritty kind of crime thing, you know, like with S.H.I.E.L.D., because we haven't seen a lot of Fury lately.
Right.
A lot of S.H.I.E.L.D. I think it'd be kind of cool if they tie in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. finally, but I don't know if they're going to do that. I don't know if that's just like a theory or something, but yeah, no, I think it'll be really cool. The only thing I really hope they don't do that I heard might happen is kind of basically void the twist in Captain Marvel, you know, that twist of basically the, if you haven't seen Captain Marvel, spoiler alert, that the Skrulls aren't villains and they're actually nice people. Yeah. And I hope that they don't make them villains again in this, or if they do, it's kind of that, like, you can see both sides sort of situation. It's a tough situation kind of thing, but I don't know, but that's all I really know about, but I'm just excited to see more of Fury. We haven't seen him in a minute.
Yes. And I agree. You probably have to pick a lane. I don't mind if they become villains, but I do agree that you have to just commit. That's one of my biggest issues with Doctor Strange. I keep saying Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, is that they don't fully commit to Scarlet Witch being the villain. They kind of take their foot off the gas towards the end and kind of do the, and I know Raimi did Spider-Man 2, so with Doc Ock, has the same arc. I get it, but I'm so tired of that, because you can only do that so many times before villains just have no meaning to me, because then if they're going to be good by the end, why do I care? Why am I rooting against them? Anyways, but I'm more excited for Guardians 3, because the Guardians movies, I'm actually not as big on the first one as many people. I like it, but I actually really like the second one, mainly because of the soundtrack. Maybe that's maybe why. And I have fond memories of doing landscaping with my friend in the summer of that year. What was it, 2017? And we would listen to it, like, you know, ad nauseum. So it's going to be 6 years almost since the last one, Guardians solo film or outing. I'm very excited. I know that this one feels like it has some stakes in it, so I'm excited. Passing of the torch, you know, maybe with some of these characters, and I heard Baby Rocket's a thing, so I'm very excited for that. Did you see that? It was leaked online that there's a baby Rocket in the trailer, so I guess we'll finally see what came about of that. But what are you a Guardians guy? I can't remember. I don't know if we've talked about that.
I love them. They're so much fun. I mean, honestly, I think a lot of people like them more than the Avengers, and you know, I can see why, because they're just fun. They're kind of comforting, honestly. Yes. And they feel more like a family than the others, even though they feel like family too. They really feel like a family of like misfits, and you have Baby Groot, and now we're at Baby Rocket. And weirdly enough, I mean, out of all of them, because there were some of them that I was like, from the first one, and I was like, okay, you know, Drax, Rocket, I don't really love them as much. And now they've kind of come like the fan favorites. I mean, even Rocket, who was like, didn't work well with the team. Now I think he's the most interesting one. Especially after Endgame, which I think was great to have him left behind out of all of them to have to work with everybody. But yeah, so I'm really excited. It's going to be the last one. So I'm hoping, one of them's probably going to die.
Who do you think dies? Do you think it's Peter? I think it's Peter.
I don't know. You know, it's funny because I saw this thing. I don't know how true it is, but I saw this thing that like each of the titles and how they were like the logos and the colors and everything kind of foreshadowed someone that was going to die at the end. And it was kind of a stretch, but like the first one was in gold and like, you know, Groot, he had all the gold around him, like the lights before he got blown to bits. And then the second one was blue, and then Yondu died. So this one, it's got the kind of gold and brownish, and people are thinking that it's going to Rocket. So I don't know. I mean, that would be interesting considering he was the last one left, except for Nebula.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know. I think it would probably be either Peter or Rocket.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. I actually had not heard that theory about the titles, but that's making me think back a lot now. That's
I think it's kind of a stretch, but
it's kind of a stretch, but and above, on top of all this, we finally get Will Poulter as Adam Warlock, I believe, because they introduced him at the end of 2. And Will Poulter, to me, I know he kind of played a lot of these like bratty, obnoxious kids as when he was younger, and I used to just want to punch him in the face. The characters, not him. I saw Dope Sick, I covered that, and he is so phenomenal in that, and I just completely changed my opinion on him. He's such, and I mean, I did like him in Where the Millers, he's pretty funny, but he's just such a wonderful actor. But as a kid, he just was so annoying, and I'm sorry to him, but now he's ripped and he's gonna be Adam Warlock apparently. I think that's what happens with Marvel actors. I think you get cast and then you're ripped and now you're gonna be in 5 more movies.
Exactly. It's like it's state. I think for a lot of actors it like saves them.
Yes.
And then after like 5 years they're like, oh shit, I can't do anything. anything else. It's like there was this meme of somebody crouching behind like a desk, and there was like this robot or something, and it was like Marvel, and it was like the last five actors in Hollywood who haven't been in the MCU yet.
Oh my gosh, though, it's true.
But yeah, I'm really excited because he is a really good actor, and it'll be good for people to see him in something mainstream where they finally know his name and not him as the eyebrows kid.
Oh, I wasn't gonna go there, but yeah, I mean, that's fair.
No, I mean, because like literally, Google search eyebrows kid, everybody knows him, and it's so sad. I'm like, he's more.
Oh, and he was good in The Revenant. Let me not forget that. I forgot that he's in that. He's really good.
I loved him in The Revenant.
Let me not forget that. So yeah, okay. So I'm excited for Guardians 3. If you haven't caught on by now, listening to us, I think with me specifically, I'm such a Marvel fandom and my WWE fandom have become very similar here, where I love my comfort food. I love the properties I know, you know, I like the familiar faces, the John Cena's, the Randy Orton's, Brock Lesnar's, to now the Thor's and the Guardians and the people that I know, Spider-Man, which is not great. I'm not trying to say I'm closed-minded, but those are the ones I'm excited about, in case, and I'm sure other people feel that way. I don't know if that's exactly if you're, you know, but I just feel like that's just how I am, and I don't think that's going to change. But here we get to one that I have no idea anything about. I told you about this before. I tweeted, what is an Echo? Because I have no idea what Echo is. And I have too much pride for myself to look this up. Because if you want to do it and tell me, completely up to you. I just don't know what Echo is. And it sounds like a Star Wars thing. I thought this was a Star Wars show. What is it?
So it's a character from Hawkeye. Who was the daughter... This is why I think it's a little insane, but she is the daughter of one of the guys that Ronan, or Hawkeye as Ronan, killed during his time as Ronan. Which, first of all, I just don't understand what it is with the MCU and having double names, like Ronan from
Ronan
from
the Accuser,
Captain
right?
Marvel and Guardians, and then Ronan, and then you have Secretary Ross, but also General Ross. And I'm like, can we just have different names? Why is that?
That's
a tangent. Huh. But it's like we're making it. I mean, she was a main villain for Hawkeye, and I think I can't remember if she's called. No, I think she's called Echo. Yeah, and she's deaf, which is awesome. So it's like we'll have like a whole MCU show about somebody who's deaf.
Right,
which would be cool. But it's like out of all the people, we're making shows, spinoff shows, based off of characters who are on the spinoff shows of characters we already knew from the MCU. And it's kind of the same with the Star Wars too. I'm like, when is it just too much? And they are going to be bringing in Kingpin, and probably Daredevil. He's actually going to be in a lot of different shows. Now that I think about it, but they're probably gonna, because you know Kingpin wasn't in Hawkeye, and I think it's because she worked for him somehow, or he was her uncle or something like that, So he's probably going to be in there, which would be pretty cool. But it's, for me, I'm like, that's one of the two on this slate that I'm like, do we really need it?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, what you described there sounds like, oh, a cool character that we want to give a spinoff to, but we need star power because otherwise nobody's going to watch this. So let's bring in Kingpin and Daredevil, if they are in the show indeed, or Hawkeye, whoever they bring it. It just sounds like something that's like, oh, this is cool on paper. And now we need to bring in other people so people watch this damn thing. Like, you know, that's interesting.
I'm not going to lie. Even on paper, it's like, I have no idea what they want to do with her. She wasn't that interesting to me. I thought she was cool. She was pretty badass, but she wasn't really that interesting to me. So I was really surprised when they decided to make a show about her.
So they're really stretching it, sounds like. It sounds like I'm trying to think of an equivalent. That's like, I'm in a King of Queens kick. I interviewed Rachel Dratch. Anyway, she's on the King of Queens. And so I've been watching that a lot because I used to watch it as a kid. And that's like if you gave like Deacon's wife, Kelly, her own spinoff show where it's like she's in the series enough, but do I really need to fill in the blanks of when her and Deacon are divorced in the show or separated?
Right.
Not particularly. So anyways, yeah, I don't know. I'm glad that you clarified that for me. Now I know what to expect from an Echo. I was really, that was the one that I kept seeing. And I was like, I really don't know what that is. Too proud to look it up. And I didn't see Hawkeye. So that would explain my ignorance towards that. Mm-hmm. But we are not, you know, I don't know. It's a lot. But we're not, look, We're talking a lot, and we're not even halfway through 2023's slate, 2023's. So moving on, we've got Loki season two. I didn't get past the first episode of Loki. It was fine. I know that there's alligator Loki. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. There always seems to be a weird animal and weird bunch of chaos in the fifth episode of like all of these shows. But yeah, Loki, I would say definitely roll through it if you can, just because apparently that I think that's going to be the end of the rest of it, the next couple of phases. But I would say it ended up being pretty cool. I don't, again, it was one of those that I didn't really think was necessary in terms of it being Loki. It could have been someone else, you know. But I thought it was pretty cool. And Loki season two, I'm pretty excited for it just because I think it's gonna keep rolling with the multiverse stuff.
Okay. Well, then we've got the Marvels, which I am excited for. I don't hate Captain Marvel. I it's fine. It's watchable to me. But you're bringing in Miss Marvel and probably other people, because I thought the whole point's that they're a team, but then again, only those two have Marvel in the name. I don't know. Maybe I'm grasping at straws here. I don't know. But I do enjoy the Brie Larson character, but I really enjoyed Miss Marvel, the character, Kamala Khan. Iman Vellani, I hope I pronounced that right. She's fantastic in the show. Even if the show to me just falls apart and I still can't even finish it. She's wonderful, and I'm excited to see her in a big budget movie. Like, to finally see her fully have her powers, the weird hand, giant hand Fantastic Four kind of power. I don't know exactly what her powers are, but they look cool. I know they changed it from the comics. I know people were upset about that. I don't know the difference, but how about you? Are you excited for the Marvels at all? Does that pique your interest?
I mean, I'm kind of like you, where Captain Marvel, it's like I can take her or leave her. She's pretty cool. It's one of those, it's like she's got all the power in the world. So I never know with those kind of characters like Superman. It's like, do I really need to be worried? But yeah, Ms. Marvel, I'm only one episode in. And apparently that's where a lot of people stop. So I'm gonna try to power through it. But she seems pretty cool. If for nothing else, she's a major dork and I love it. Because it reminds me of me. And so that's pretty cool. I love all the comic-y stuff, like the Comic Con of Avenger Con and everything. So if they have more of that in the Marvels, I'm definitely down. And it'll be cool to see, like you said, like a TV series character in a major, big screen movie, because I don't know if we've actually had that yet of any of the new characters introduced in the series, if we've had them on a big screen movie yet. So
Probably
that'd be cool.
not. But let me go back to something you said there about the Comic Con in the first episode of Miss Marvel. Let me just say, this is the only thing that bothered me. I love that first episode. It's fantastic. But the only thing that bothered me is this is the tamest like Avengers Con I think I've ever seen. If you've ever been to a real life Comic Con, it is not this peaceful and organized. And the what do you call it? The cosplay contest is the tamest looking co costumes. They're actually trying to be accurate to the characters. They're not half naked on stage. And I was watching this. I'm like, this is way too nice to be a Comic Con. There's not 400 sweaty people trying to get into one convention hall.
Interesting. Because I've never actually been to a Comic Con. I definitely should. So I had no idea that it was actually a lot less accurate. Because that's what I always picture, or maybe more people for sure. But I guess I never really even thought. I should have probably thought that there would be some people doing like the slotty Iron Man or whatever.
Oh
But
yeah, you get
yeah.
that, and
Oh
it's
God.
just constant bumper to bumper and shoulder to shoulder. Like, everybody's lining up for some actor to meet, and it's cool. I mean, I think that stuff is cool. It's exciting. I think there's excitement, but what the show shows you is way nicer than anything. Way more organized. People are like actually not freaking out, and they're not like, oh my god, I gotta get to Tessa Thompson's panel right now, like, and there's a good line. So I don't know, but maybe that's just a nitpick. I've only been to two, and in both cases I went for specific things. But I will just move on to Blade, which has Mahershala Ali, who's a great actor, probably one of the best, I think, of this, who's risen up over the last decade, right? I think he's really been coming on, at least for what I've seen him in, and he's phenomenal. I don't care much about the character. I know they did a trilogy or a couple movies back in the 90s. Never seen them, probably never will. But I know people are really excited because I think they think it's gonna be a rated R movie. I don't know if it is. I mean, probably not. I think Deadpool 3 is the first rated R MCU project. So PG-13, but I think does he fight vampires? Am I wrong? He does. Okay, so I'm in for that as long as it's not Morbius, but
That was like it might be Morbin time again.
oh no.
I don't know much about Blade except for that he fights vampires and Wesley's awesome. What I'm excited about is that this seems to be the first one that they're doing a well, I mean, plus Daredevil, but we had the show. This seems to be the first one that they're doing of like the old Marvel stuff of X-Men, Fantastic Four, yes, and Blade that they're bringing into the MCU now and kind of updating, which would be pretty cool. Which, you know, gives us way into the other stuff that they're going to be doing soon.
Yeah.
And maybe, I don't know if Black Knight, I guess is his name, I think. I don't know if he's going to be in here, because I know Blade talked to him at the end of Eternals, so I don't know if Kit Harington's going to be in it, so that'd be pretty cool, because
Oh no, don't get me started on Eternals. We will talk about that later, but
forbidden word.
Oh god, that was triggering, honestly. And my usage of the word triggering is worse than bodies, which I love, but they use that word. Ironheart is the next show up. This one, if I'm not mistaken, I think that there's an animated Iron Man show, and I have it on like DVD or something.
Oh, right.
And if I'm not mistaken, because I think this character's name is Riri, if I'm not mistaken, that's the same character. I don't know if I can find it behind me. I know I have it somewhere. But, I mean, look, I love Iron Man. I love Robert Downey Jr. But I love just the suits and all this stuff. If they give me some cool suits in Ironheart, I'll watch it. That's how I look at this. I don't know much about the character. I will watch if there's some cool suits. I guess not, maybe since it's her first outing. She probably will just have a basic suit. But I don't know. This one's another one that I'm kind of just the last few I'm just kind of indifferent on, you know, like, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. If you have any thoughts, feel free to, if you are like, I'm so excited for this, I'm offended that you aren't, feel free to say that. But
you know, and this is where I think a lot of people are with Phase 5 right now, is like, they're like, it's gonna be great, and then kind of nothing, and then it's gonna be great again.
Yeah.
Because Ironheart, I actually forgot that they were doing this, you know, with like they talked about this so long ago, and it's one of those things that you're like, it's weird that it's actually finally happening. But the fact that they're doing it, I mean, it's pretty cool. But yeah, I mean, I might peek in, but not super hyped.
Yeah, well, I think one that we can both agree that we're not super hyped for it. I could be wrong. Listeners, I do not know that Matt won't be excited for this. I'm just guessing. But that is Agatha, Coven of Chaos, the recently renamed. I liked the last one, House of Darkness or whatever it was. But now Coven of Chaos, which kind of sounds like a Fortnite location. I know that sounds super dorky to say. I've been playing Fortnite. Sounds like a location. I just gave them an idea, because they do crossovers with Marvel. I just gave them an idea. Coven of Chaos. Anyways. I don't know what this show is going to be. I thought she'd die at the end of 10. Honestly, I love Catherine Hahn. That's the actress, right? Yeah, Catherine Hahn.
Yeah.
I love Catherine Hahn, and I liked her character, but she's collateral damage of my distaste for episode 10, or the finale of WandaVision, because I wanted Al as Mephisto, and instead we got this CGI, and I know right now it is not the right time to crap on CGI artists, so I'm not going to do that, but I did not appreciate I did not like the last episode of WandaVision, and in turn, I don't want a show about Agatha, because I thought this was her arc. I don't know. What is she going to do? Run a nursery with other kids? I forget what she did in the show. I'm going to be honest with you.
She just kind of kept Wanda there in her own thing that she made already. It was a little weird. Like, why did she keep her there?
Okay.
Wanda's the one who made it. I thought it would have been more interesting, you know. I guess it pushed her to kind of fight back and be better. But I think it would have been more interesting if Wanda was the villain at the end of that as well.
Yeah,
you know.
Look, that's what I thought too. So I don't really know. I'm not excited for it. So I'm just gonna move on, because we've got Daredevil: Born Again, which I know people love the Netflix show. I've only seen the first episode. 18 episodes. That's a jump from six. Mm-hmm. That's three times as many as any of the other ones besides WandaVision have gotten. So are you excited for Daredevil? I like the character. I actually like the Ben Affleck movie.
I haven't seen any of the Daredevil show. I haven't seen I hadn't seen a single Daredevil thing before No Way Home. And I mean, obviously I saw Kingpin and Hawkeye, but I hadn't seen anything about Daredevil before that. And I mean, I like what I saw. I was excited when he was in No Way Home, because I knew who he was. And now I know he's a really good lawyer, but other than that, I don't really know a whole lot about him, but I know that people are super excited about it. I know that he's gonna be, I think Feige said he and Spider-Man are gonna kind of be like the MCU faces of like street level heroes, which will be really cool. So I'm excited to get into it. I definitely want to watch the original Daredevil series as well, but it's like three seasons long, so I'll probably watch this one first, maybe go back to it. But I'm excited for it just to see what kind of what he's like, and he's really cool. So
I will say the only thing that I have seen of Daredevil, the show, outside of the first episode, was the fight. He has a fight with Kingpin, and it is the most badass like comic book fist fight I think I've ever seen. It is so cool, and it's like a 10-minute long fight from what I remember. It's bloody, it's gritty. It just doesn't even feel like a Marvel property. And granted, mm-hmm. it was Netflix, but it just didn't feel the same. So I appreciate that. I don't know if I'm going to watch 18 episodes. That's a bit of a commitment there.
Yeah.
You know, but maybe it'll be good. I don't know. I don't know. What I don't understand is I don't remember if they're rebooting the character completely. So is this like restarting? I mean, I know he was in No Way Home, but and now She-Hulk and a couple of others. Is this like reestablishing him, or is this just like continuing as if Netflix and all of his other MCU appearances have happened? You know,
I think they're gonna. I think it's gonna be a reboot. Nothing from Kingpin or Daredevil that we've seen so far as I know, would be something that I was like, oh, I missed this. You know, in the old show, there's something I'm missing here. It's, you know, it's been little things that they could just be there. And I think they're going to reboot it just because, as far as I know, I don't think they're bringing any other of those Netflix shows in. So they don't want to probably have to make people watch a series to see this series to see the MCU movies. Like,
yeah,
it would just be too much.
Yeah, well, don't ever count that out of the question, but you were probably right.
the MCU has arrested me and has taken my time for the rest of my life.
And I'm paraphrasing here, but I gotta quote my favorite film critic, David Ehrlich of IndieWire, who David's not listening to this, but we have talked a few times, and David, I love your work, but my favorite quote of his is that he called the MCU like a snake, I'm paraphrasing, snake that's like, it's bitten its own tail, like it's at this point, it's yeah. already like, you know, and it's like, I could see where that comes from, but you know, mm-hmm. I think what you were just describing there kind of made me think of that, and I had some deep thinking about the MCU, and I guess next up is Captain America 4. I keep mistaking the I forget that Civil War is actually Captain America, not an Avengers movie. Not in name, it's Captain America. In concept and in execution, probably more of an Avengers film. New World Order, I'm not particularly excited. You can take this one if you are.
Once again, I mean when I saw that, I was like, it'll be pretty cool. I know we were getting it, and I wonder if Bucky's going to be in it. And, you know, to finally see Sam as like Captain America in like a full movie will be cool. And I like the New World Order title. I kind of wish it'd be called I Could Do This All Day. But it's not been pretty cool. But I think it'll be pretty cool. Again, not so, because like actually, if I'm being honest, the Captain America series, like the first one I thought was pretty good. Winter Soldier, I know, was like loved for being like a really grounded one, but I thought it was pretty good. But, you know, it's not. Like, I'm not gonna rewatch all the
fuck
time.
The Russos. Civil War.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But then Civil War is like one of my favorites, you know, like basically top three of the Avengers movies. Because you know, it's basically Avengers 2.5. So it's like Captain America himself, like the actual superhero, got better and better for me. But the movies themselves, if it wasn't for like the Avengers part of it, I'm like, oh yeah, they're fine. We'll see what comes of this. I'm sure there will be like one or two other cameos that come into this one, maybe War Machine, I don't know.
Yeah, and I do think I don't like Sam the character very much. I've never been a fan. That's just how I am. But his suit, I think, is one of the coolest in the MCU. I will give him that. I think that design is amazing. I know the Russos aren't doing this one, thankfully, mercifully. And let me just say, Winter Soldier, I'm kind of with you on that. I can watch it. It's cool. No, it is not like Heat. Stop comparing it to Heat. The Russo brothers got to stop comparing everything they fucking do to Heat. This is the second straight episode I've gone on this tangent, because the last one I did, I talked about The Gray Man. Just stop comparing yourself to Heat, please. In fact, I got sent the... Oops, I almost knocked out my whole stack of books. I got sent Heat 2, which comes out in a week.
Nice.
And I'm so excited to dive into this, but I guarantee you they're now going to rip that off into their next endeavors. Anyways, let's not get on the Russo brothers tangent. But the Thunderbolts, which I thought that was William Hurt's character. Oh, Thunderbolt Ross. Oh, wait, is this his? Does he assemble this team?
Oh shit, that's right.
Is that what he does? Did I just have a breakthrough, an MCU breakthrough? Because I do not know.
Thunderbolt Ross.
Did I just create something, or did I? Is this
just
what?
Did something?
Holy shit! I have no idea. I just put that together myself. I'm a genius.
You know, that's a good point. I think that. It's probably something he's leading, and yeah, when I saw that this was the end of Phase 5, I was like, that's a really odd thing, a whole phase on. you know, being the Thunderbolt, something we've never heard of, but it seems to be like it's going to be John Walker and whatever her name was from Falcon and the Winter Soldier from the Flag.
I'm sorry, you're on your own here. I don't know. I'm trying to help you, but I can't.
It's going to be a lot of these like kind of reformed villains, which I've seen a few of the possibilities, which would be pretty cool. And he'll probably take them under his wing and reform whatever. But I don't know how they're going to do that if it is William Hurt's character. Right. I'm not sure. I mean, hopefully they just kind of do like a homage or implied sort of thing. But yeah, that would be pretty cool if it is that. But again, it is just like a weird thing to end Phase 5 on, just something we've never heard of.
Well, actually, we'll touch on that in a second because there's three more movies announced. And then I think that we can look at the...
That's true. Yeah.
So the last three announced are Fantastic Four, which comes out my sister's birthday mm-hmm. in 2 years. Do you have any sort of fan cast in your own mind? Not to put you on the spot, but that's not the whitest cast of all time. And look, I love John Krasinski in The Office. Not a big fan of him in Doctor Strange. Anyways, every fan cast I see is like the whitest cast. And I'm not trying to be one of those people. I'm really not. Because you can look at the comics. Yes, they're all white. I don't have an issue with that. It's just that whenever I see these fan casts, it's like the Barbie movie, but into Marvel terms, you know? So do you have any, I mean, again, I don't care who's in it. Probably going to watch it. Do you have any idea?
I've been trying to, like, my brother and I will sit around sometimes and be like, oh, let's fan cast, you know, this or this. Yeah. And we've been trying, and you know, like, I know somebody that they've been talking to about it. I mean, have you heard about who they might be asking?
No, but I'm more than happy to hear it, honestly.
Apparently they've been in talks with, I think his name's Ben Pagli from You.
The main character,
which
yes,
you know, at first I was like, really? And then the first while I was like, okay, he has the look. I think that would be pretty cool. But honestly, I can't think, especially for like The Thing. I have no idea who to even begin to think of for them. But honestly, I haven't been able to think of somebody that I think would be pretty cool, you know, like that we haven't gotten already. I mean, I don't want to like just pick somebody who's been in everything and be like, they should be, you know, like Anya Taylor-Joy, she could be Miss Invisible, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess she could, but you know,
no, bring back the New Mutants. I honestly do not hate that movie. Oh my Hot God, take.
Yeah. So I might think about it some more, but I have no idea who I would want for all of them. It'd be cool if they had like maybe one or two like new people and then one or two that we already knew, kind of mix it up. Pretty cool.
I agree with you on that. And if I'm not mistaken, the way I always understood the Fantastic Four is that they're older, like they're adults. That's just how I always thought they were. I know you want to reboot them, make them younger. We tried that with Miles Teller. God bless his heart for doing that. And Michael B. Jordan. But I don't know. Are you going for? I feel like they're going to go for a younger cast. But is there really anything wrong with going with an older? That's why if you do go with an older cast, I don't hate John Krasinski, Emily Blunt. But if you're going to go younger, you obviously can't do that. But I always thought, like, Richard Storm, nope. What's his name? What's the name? Reed Richards. I always thought he had, like, the gray in his hair. I thought it was part of his
Yeah,
look.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I can't really see some youngster, some 25-year-old ripped guy running around with the gray marks in his hair. That might just be me. Maybe that's just how maybe that's just, like, a small nitpick that's stupid. But that's just what I always thought the character was.
I mean, honestly, I think it would be cool if they had older, because that's what I actually did like about the John Krasinski Richards is like, I wanted him to be somebody who's like been through it, you know, and he's like, you know, the leader of this team, but he's kind of grim and like, he's not, he is like, you know, the Doctor Strange or Iron Man of like them. But he's kind of been through it. He's a little more, I don't want to say depressed, you know, but like he's a little more low key. Yeah. That's what I like about him, because he seemed to have been through it and he had the kind of age and everything in like his eyes and all. And if they go with somebody who's like a, you know, basically the carbon copy of Miles Teller or who's that other guy who played Ops and was in Ready Player One? Like, they all look the same.
Ansel Elgort?
Well, and Ansel Elgort, but then there was another one who played Cyclops and like, they all just look the same. And I'm like, I get it. You want to go for that, which is why you're going for Ben Pagli.
Heterosexual, but white male that's very attractive.
and that face that you're like, I know you from something, you know?
That's fair.
But I think it would be cool if they did like a little bit of an older cast, especially considering we're getting a lot of young people right now, like Ms. Marvel and Kate Bishop and a bunch of those.
So I think one other fan cast I might have seen was, I guess after Top Gun, people were thinking, oh, Miles Teller, which, but Glenn Powell, I think, is a name that comes up as the Thing. Did you see Top Gun Maverick yet?
We didn't because we hadn't gotten to it, and then we were like, oh, let's watch, because my whole family wants to watch it, and they're like, let's watch it at home, and it hasn't been available yet. So and then by the time that the one come out, we watched that, and then Bullet Train's coming out, we're gonna watch that. So there were a couple others we wanted to see.
Yeah, I mean,
But Glenn
you can thank
Powell.
Tom Cruise for that, for not being available at home, but continue.
Glenn Powell. Okay, I mean, I could definitely see that.
He has that kind of look you're looking for, but a little older. I could see him playing the
Yeah.
Thing. I don't remember what the Thing looks like when he's not mad. If that is that how he works? It's when he's mad.
I'm pretty sure he just always looks like that.
Oh, does he always look like the?
Yeah, in which
Oh.
case it does it matter
Yeah, it
like
really doesn't.
what?
You could put an unknown there, I guess, and just give someone a shot. I think Marvel, if you're listening to us, which I know you are, maybe give someone
Yeah.
new a shot. Let's create a new star, like
Yeah,
Iman
yeah.
Vellani, like you did with her.
Yeah.
But then we've got two Avengers movies in 2025. I will say, I don't think that this is gonna stick. I just don't, especially with the CGI, all the controversy right now with this. I don't think there's any way you put your equivalents to Infinity War Endgame for this next couple phases in the same year and rush them. I just don't think it's gonna happen. I think it's a placeholder because I think Phase 5 will probably go into 2026. But I
Yeah.
think as of now, you want to get people excited, and putting two movies within 5 months of each other is gonna create that. But
Oh,
the
yeah.
Kang Dynasty, I know Kang the Conquerors is a big part of that. I don't know how, I'm interested because is this another Infinity War Endgame thing where Kang Dynasty leads into Secret Wars, because why else would you have two Avengers movies within the
Right.
same so
Right.
close? So is the I don't know if you know anything more about this, because I am interested in this one genuinely, like what this a big event. I know Secret Wars kind of has the shape shifting thing, so I know people are talking about everybody coming back for this one.
Yeah, I have absolutely no idea what to expect. I mean, with Kang, who I thought was a really cool character, he stole the scene for like the 10 minutes that he was in the last episode of Loki. And so I think that him being the main villain for this opens up a lot of cool possibilities for what he could do. And so I think having the first Avengers will be really cool surrounded by him. But then, yeah, I don't know, because I looked up, Secret Wars. What is Secret Wars? And just from the little I saw, it was just like every single superhero imaginable was like piled into this, including the X-Men. So they would probably introduce them there. Maybe Deadpool. I don't know. I did this expectation with Doctor Strange, and I'm sorely mistaken. So I don't want to hype it up, but it is, the biggest Avengers movie that's going to have come out by that point, possibly. So I feel okay in hyping it up a little bit. So yeah, besides the fact that it's going to be a ton of people, I have no idea what it's about.
Okay, so with that all that said, we just kind of went over the whole announced slate, but there are eight movies that are not, or eight movies slash shows that are not yet announced. As a little exercise, let's just kind of name some of the things we think, because there are quite a few here that were not announced. I just think have to be in these next couple of years. So a couple that come to mind are Shang-Chi. Why is there not a sequel? That is by far one of the best origin movies you've done in the last decade.
Oh yeah. One of the only
One of the
ones.
only ones, actually. Deadpool 3, I think, has to be in there because they announced it. So that's two. I do think you do something with the mutants just because. Oh, sorry, not to spoil Miss Marvel. Oops.
Well, no, I mean we
Cat's
are
out of the
that's
bag.
coming, and yeah, I knew that was
Okay, all
sort of
right.
an end.
Well, so in that case, they have to. I imagine that they're going to do something before Secret Invasion or Wars, whatever, which one. Probably something with mutants. I don't know what it'll be. I'm just guessing a mutant show or movie. Spider-Man 4, I think, does come out at the end of 2020, somewhere in Phase 6, I think, because you're not Tom Holland's only getting older. I mean, yes, he still looks young, but and we can't act like, oh, he's not gonna come back. Give me a break. He what is he gonna do? Uncharted 2? I mean, come on, or
And
Cherry.
they have then they have the Spider-Man freshman year
Yes,
coming out
they.
as
Oh, that
well.
is true. So that's also coming out, I think, this next year, something like that. And it is
They've
canon. It's not canon. I think it's multiverse. I don't know. From what people are saying, because Norman Osborn's in it, it doesn't really. And
It's like,
why
yeah, it's
would.
like a parody, not parody, but yeah, multiverse, like, the same thing, but what would happen if it was this or this?
Okay, yeah, because why not save Norman Osborn if we're going to get another version that's not Willem Dafoe in just the live action movie, right? I mean, so what was
What
that
if
for?
two?
What if two is one of them? Okay.
There's also going to be apparently, I think it's this year, there's a Guardians holiday special, and then there's apparently also going to be some Halloween special, not maybe not Guardians, yeah, but a Halloween with like a werewolf or something.
Okay.
Which I've heard a little bit about.
Okay. I think the Guardians one I won't count just because that is a, I think that that's part of this. I guess I forgot it's not on this. Yeah. I think it's like announced and part of the schedule. Maybe I'm going to disregard the Halloween one just because I don't, I'm counting movies. Because I think maybe the specials don't count as their one-off
that's
thing.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of Moon Knight. I think I have one episode left. I think Moon Knight or some, but I would think something comes of that. I would be shocked, unless he dies at the end of the series and I just don't know. I just would be shocked if they didn't do something.
I don't know, because I know I heard something that it was like, it's not going to connect to anything else. It just kind of is. Oh, I was like, okay, so okay, then what's, all right. I guess that's cool.
I mean, look, if you want to finally do that, Marvel, then fine by me. So so once you are firing blanks, the big one, Eternals 2, or slash the Harry Styles movie. So, let me get comfy. Patton Oswalt is doing press for a new movie called I Love My Dad, which I will have an interview out pretty soon with a few of the actors in it. But he was on Good Morning America, I believe, or the Today Show, and he slipped and said Eternals 2 with Chloe Zhao is announced, and that hadn't been announced, I don't think. So I saw people talking about this last night. He confirmed it, I guess. And he's going to be back as Pip or Pippi, whatever his character name was at the end of the show with Harry Styles. So here's my thing. Marvel, I know you're going to do it. I know you're going to make a fucking sequel to Eternals. Just please just make it Eternals 2 or the Harry Potter, not Harry Potter, Harry Styles movie. One or the other. I don't need both. I don't want him to get his own show, Firestarter and Pippin, whatever the heck his character name is. I don't need them to have a movie. Just have them in Eternals 2 or vice versa. Just have the Eternals pop up in that movie. That's just how I feel. I don't need I don't even want to talk about it. I do want to talk about it, I don't. You know what I mean? With Eternals.
Yeah.
Oh God. Don't even get me started. What did you like Eternals?
That is a question. When I first saw it and having heard how bad people taking it, when I first saw it, I was like, I didn't think it was as bad as people were talking about it. And then I thought, I'll never watch this again. Yeah. So it was kind of like, a lot of them in Phase 4. I was like, I didn't hate it by any means. There was a lot to like about it, but there's a lot of problems. I think there's just a lot of problems inherently with making it, because it was just one of those that, like, introducing 10 new superheroes at the time, introducing them with stakes big enough that we can't really relate to them now. And Infinity War and Endgame, one of those, two of those. They had huge stakes, but we had been invested in that and it was built up. Eternals, it's like having it be about entire universes. It's like, I can't connect to this in 2 hours with these gods who have been around forever and talk like they've been here for 10 years. Yes. It was weird, you know, and it had a lot of structural issues and everything. I thought its parts were funny, but, you know, maybe I'll watch it again at some point, but it definitely wasn't.
Hey, that IKEA bit is their equivalent to the ice cream song. Just gets better with each time you watch it. Now, something you said about the stakes.
Trailer.
Yeah, I stopped going to AMC as a result of watching that trailer one too many times. It was like the Jackass trailer. Difference is, I enjoyed Jackass forever. I did not enjoy Eternals. But let me get. I want to talk about the stakes in a second, but let me just read you Screen Rant's list of their 8 predictions for these, because we might have missed a couple, but these are what they think are those 8 shows / movies. So first we have The Mutants. So that's kind of what I said. So I don't know if they think it's a movie or show. Something like that. World War Hulk. So just right up your alley. More Mark Ruffalo, Bruce Banner Hulk, Professor Hulk, whatever the heck he is. Scarlet Witch solo film, which I thought was Doctor Strange too. I'm a little confused by that.
Don't need another one. They
preach.
I don't want to say they butchered her character, but they kind of did. And then I just didn't care at all, mostly by the end of that movie. And I don't need her to come back.
Yeah, and I think Elizabeth Olsen's one of the best. I'm gonna call her a homegrown MCU actress. I know she did other things before and has done some stuff since, but really, I think this is what you know her with. This is what she's synonymous with, is Scarlet Witch. I think she's one of the best actresses to come mostly from the MCU, if that makes sense. You know, I mean, you could say Robert Downey Jr., but he was an Oscar-nominated actor far before he was Tony Stark. So, and Chris Evans was also in stuff. So I'm gonna just say, if that makes sense, like, I think she's one of the best actresses in the or actors in the entire MCU as a actor. But yes, I don't need more Scarlet Witch. A solo film, isn't that just what that was? And WandaVision was her own show. I don't know. Does she need both? Maybe some people would like that. I don't care. Moving on. Another thing I don't care about, Star Fox and Pip, that's his name, slash Eternals 2 is their other prediction. So thankfully he's there with me that just it's one thing. I can't have it be two. I will lose my mind if it is two separate projects. Deadpool 3, so I think we said that. Shang-Chi 2, I do think that was that makes sense. The Young Avengers, and I'm a little confused because it looks the kid in this picture looks like Billy from Doc, if that's his name, from Wanda's kid. It looks like him. Is he really an Avenger? I thought he's an ice cream obsessed kid. But the Young Avengers, I think that's pretty cool. I know America Chavez is in it, probably. I guess Miss Marvel. You probably bring Kate Bishop, who I thought was Hawkeye's daughter, but I just learned is not Hawkeye's daughter recently. I did not know what's the difference. I guess Billy the
Might
ice
as well be.
cream. And I guess the We Love Ice Cream kid will be in it as well, judging by this picture. If a Young Avengers movie happens, are you going to be super pumped? What if they bring in Spider-Man? I know people have said that too.
You know, it's one of those things that I'm like, I'll have to see when it gets here. I mean, it could be cool. I'm sure it'll tie in. Then I'm like, why don't they bring them into this the irregular event? Are they too small? I mean, you know, I don't know.
Hey, these are all kids, so they are quite small. I guess you don't want them fighting Kang. But the final prediction here is Doctor Strange 3, which I know that they had the post-credit scene with Charlize Theron, so you're gonna do a sequel. I Doctor Strange to me is a character that on his own in a separate movie is fine. And for the audio listeners, Matt's reaction is he is looking up at the ceiling, just dead in the eyes. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think I thought Doctor Strange 2 was fine. The second time I watched it, I just laughed my way through it. Yeah, I'm with you on this. I don't think I need another movie. I know he's kind of the leader of the multiverse. I don't know what to call him. I don't
See,
know.
I don't know. First time I saw Doctor Strange, all the fun stuff had happened, and I was like, oh, yeah, it was pretty good. I'm not really sure. I went back and watched it the second time. I was like, maybe it'll be better now that now that I'm like the expectations, the hype of what could have been is behind me, you know, watching it just for what it is. And I was like, no, it's still pretty okay. It just felt kind of hollow. And that's what I think I hate about it most is that it's the first one where Doctor Strange doesn't feel like in control, and not even in the good way. There could be a good thing to having like Doctor Strange not in control because he seems to always know what to do. But in this, it just felt like he was kind of bumbling around, you know. And so I didn't love that. It kind of made a it felt like it was weird considering he's this really weighted character who knows a crap ton of stuff. Yeah, actually, I've kind of liked him with the Avengers better just because it felt like he had more of a better role.
Yeah, and more of a supporting player. I mean, because even in his own solos, he's a supporting player. Unfortunately, he is not a starter in his own game. Yeah, and I guess to kind of wrap on that or on the MCU as a whole, I had this idea, and you could tell me if I'm wrong in this. But so by the end of all this excitement, assuming that the two Avengers movies come out in 2025, or 2026, whatever year that was. What I should probably well, for my point, I should probably get it right. Sorry, let me scroll down the list and see. I think it's 2026. Nope, 2025. Okay, so if phase six ends with secret or phase five ends with Secret Wars. Am I getting the phases right? Phase six. I'm so sorry. This is so
Phase like
confusing to me. If phase six ends in on November 7th, 2025 with Secret Wars, that will have been 6 years since Endgame, a little bit over 6 years.
no.
But really, with COVID, and you know, that took a year where nothing came out. So really, you had from 2021 to 2025 to tell these last two phases, and you built up to Secret Wars, which, from what you said and from what I understand, is like the biggest event movie you could have. So I think you can kind of guess where I'm going with this. Infinity War Endgame. I know the Infinity. War is kind of more of a familiar story, but they took 9 years to get that, or 10 years, really, no, nine, to tell that long story. And it kind of got, it was subtle because, see Thanos at the end of Avengers, which was after like five movies. Then a few years later, you see him in Guardians. Then he shows up in something else. And then by the next thing you know, he's finally like, it felt big, and you kind of got these Infinity Stones planted along the way. Now, I know this is the multiverse saga, so I know we have seen the multiverse. So if that's what you're going for, we've seen it. But we're building towards something that to me just feels a little rushed. And I'm not trying to say, look, we just named 30 projects, and I'm not trying to say that that's not sufficient enough for, because yes, the phases one through four, three didn't have all the shows and stuff, but that just, it doesn't feel as exciting to me, because when 2025 comes around, 3 years, it will only have been like, because right now we're talking about it and I feel exhausted, and we're not even 2 years into this, into the newest phases. So how do you feel about that? I just feel like, to me, something just feels different about this. I know it sounds like me. I know earlier I said I love comfort food in the MCU, but I just, something, it doesn't excite me as much. I will watch these movies, but I am not as excited because it just doesn't feel like the buildup is there. And I know we still have 3 years to go, but we're 2 years in and I'm not that excited. How do you feel about this, Matt?
No, it's completely true. I mean, because I mean, it's weird to think that phase one and two were six movies and that was it, and that's all, those were whole phases. This even being like six or seven movies, we also have seven series. So this, I think for all intents and purposes, has been the biggest in terms of content phase because of the series, even though phase three was so many years long, and phase four was like basically about a year and a half in total. But no, it does feel really rushed. It does feel like it's really cool, but it's like, even still being 3 years away, it's like, wow, so soon. Because you're right, it was this slow build up. We got to know these characters. Now it feels like, and I'm serious, I think it's just because of the TV shows. I love them, but they're making a mess. And like, maybe it'll be cool once we get there, and it's like, wow, all these things we can pull from, and all these people coming together, it'll be great. But that begs the question, like, when is it too much? And it, even if we get to that point, going back to it, it'll be like, wow, that was scatterbrained to get there. And so, like, even though you can fit all these things in with the movies and the series, for even the people who watch every single last bit of it, it's gonna just feel like they're rushing it. They're just packing it in just to get there, rather than focusing on cut out the series we don't need. Finish some of the movies for one couple of characters, introduce a couple other characters, go to those, mix and match as you usually do. But plan, just, I don't know, I section it off the phases a little bit better, spread them out, give them some room. And honestly, for me, it's honestly just cut out the ones we don't need. We don't need Agatha, we don't need Echo, we don't need Ironheart. And I'm sure once we see them, we'll be like, okay, it was needed for this or that other thing. But like, I think it's just focus on what we already want, because they've introduced a ton of characters we didn't even ask for, and they've been great. But that we still have Fantastic Four and the X-Men and Deadpool and maybe Ghost Rider, hopefully, to come up at some point. So if you're gonna do that, and you're gonna do that in the next phase, or the one after that, then get on that, starting that first. So it feels like a gradual buildup, because honestly, I thought what was going to be was Infinity Saga. They're calling this the Multiverse Saga. And then I thought they do another one, it'll be the Mutant Saga. But now it seems like the mutants will start in this one as well. So I don't know if this would be the end of it. I'm sure it will be after Secret Wars. I don't know what else they could possibly do. But it just feels like if you're going to really do that and amp all this up, take your time with it for sure.
Well, honestly, it would be kind of interesting to see. We're so used to this world with Marvel. It'd be kind of interesting to see them take a bit of a break, which is maybe what they should have done after Endgame and whatever. But to put this into perspective for you, we are 2 years, 2.5 years away from the end of Phase 6, or whatever. Secret Wars. I'm just going to keep calling it Secret Wars at the end. So we're about 2 years away from that. Captain America: Civil War came out in 2016, and they were still 2 years off from Infinity War. And if you think about it, Civil War really sets the stage for Infinity War. Yes, there's more movies in between, but that's what puts the cracks into the team and separates them. And that was going towards Infinity War. That was still 2 years off. I know that they had a lot of years without shows and stuff, and we've gotten a lot more information than we ever have up to this point. We are a year and a half in, not 8 years in, and
Yeah.
we're 2 years away from the finale. So that's what I think just feels kind of strange. I think they are going for another couple of phases after this. I just feel like I saw something about this is the Infinity Saga was first, then the Multiverse Saga, and then one more. I don't know what it could be. And look, they're probably going to do more. I don't see a world where they stop unless all these movies just bomb, which I don't think will happen, unfortunately. But it is just a lot of content. It's a show or movie a month. And I think you were lagging out. I believe Matt is, he is frozen. I was wondering why he was so still. But my point being that it is a lot. Matt, I apologize. Let's Oh, okay. I'm gonna pray that it got all that before it cut out. I will have to listen to it back.
I'm sure it did because I think it just froze, but I'm sure it got all of
Oh, okay, 'cause my app like closed and then so you were sitting still. You were sitting so still, and I was like, why is Matt so still? I'm like, am I boring him this much with my
No, I think it froze on both ends.
Well, what was I saying? Wasn't that talking about the did I say the 8 year the compare like I don't remember where it cut out. I'm trying to think where
You
it
were saying
stopped.
the something effective you weren't sure what was coming after, but
Oh, and that there probably is another phase. Okay, yeah, I don't know what's coming after the Multiverse Saga, but I assume that there's more because unless these movies all bomb, then they're still gonna make more Marvel movies. But yes, this just feels it feels weird. It doesn't feel I don't have the same like in. I don't remember what Comic-Con it was, but when they premiered the Infinity War trailer, I remember being so excited and like looking through Twitter trying to find the leaked videos and stuff, And this time around, I'm just like, well, yeah, there's stuff I want to see, Black Panther and some other ones I can't think of off the top of my head that we just discussed 30 of these projects. But yeah, I'm not. I will see the two big Avengers movies when they come out in 2025 or whenever they do, but. This just feels like weird times. I don't know how you feel about that. It just feels like weird times to me.
It does. I mean, obviously COVID didn't help, for sure, but I think it's one of those things that I feel like less is more, honestly. Less is more, and it's great for content if people just want to chill out and watch something. But for me, I think it was having only 3 to 4 movies a year, which even then is a lot. 3 to 4 movies a year to look forward to, and knowing, okay, we got these four, and then the next four will be filled up, and then the one after that is huge. I feel like it just feels less earned and then less satisfying once you get there. And I mean, it's cool to be able to say that they're going to be coming pretty soon, but I feel like, a lot of people are already on the edge of like, am I just done watching Marvel? Kind of like season six of The Walking Dead. It's like, all right, that was it for me. It's kind of like phase six of Marvel will be like if Secret Wars and Kang Dynasty, if they don't land as well as they want them to, which at this point, part of it might just be that there's so much hype anymore. We didn't have as much expectation, as much hype. It slowly grew and then they delivered for the most part, but now it's like every single thing is hype. So it's partly that too, but I think if it doesn't land like they want it to, I think they're going to lose a lot of people.
And I think to kind of wrap up, a lot of this has become, it's like the social media instant gratification kind of thing, where we used to have 3 movies a year, maybe then up to four, and that's a lot, but you can do it once, one a quarter of the year, and it's fine. But now with that, probably 5 movies now a year, and with all the shows, it's like it doesn't feel special. Like I remember seeing Black Widow, and for as much as I hate Black Widow, when it first came on and the Marvel logo popped up and you heard the intro, I got chills. I remember getting chills because it had been 2 years since we had seen a Marvel movie in theaters. I know we had the shows before that, but it's not the same seeing it in a theater. But now it's like you see these, and it's like we saw what was this year? Not Morbius. Doctor was Doctor Strange the first MCU movie this year? It might have been. No, I feel.
Think so.
Okay, well, if so, then yeah, Doctor Strange, and then Thor came out not even like a month and a half later. It's like the movies don't even finish the theatrical cycle before the next one comes out. I know there's a bit of a break between Thor and Black Panther. It's a 3 month break, 4 month break, but it's all so much all at once. It's everything everywhere all at once, which is a much better multiverse movie than Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness. So please watch that instead. That was a nice transition that I thought of on my own. So Matt, tell me what's coming up the pike for you. You're seeing Bullet Train this weekend, which we're gonna have
I
to talk
am.
about. We have to talk about that. I am so excited. My review's not up yet, but I am so excited for you to see it, for everybody to see it. That movie, to me, I know I'm setting up reviews are so mixed that it's making me sad because I adored this movie so much. But I'm so excited for you to see this movie, and we have to discuss it. So what else is coming up? You could talk about Bullet Train, but sorry to not take your point.
Let's see. I mean, because I'm definitely seeing Bullet Train this weekend. My family were so excited for it. We were like, oh, this is just like a fun, crazy Brad Pitt action movie. We love Brad Pitt. So we're super excited for it. But then the more I kept hearing about it from you and another friend of mine, we're both like, it's badass and it's awesome.
It
It just
is.
doesn't stop. And
Yes.
that's really fun. So that's exactly what I want from it. So I'm super excited for that. I finally just saw The Black Phone.
Oh, what did you think of
Which,
that?
oh
What'd you
my God,
think?
actually, I was pleasantly surprised. I couldn't find almost anything wrong with it. Which I was really surprised about because seeing the trailer, I was like, okay, this looks pretty good. And then I was like, well, I feel like I just watched the whole movie, you know, and now
Yes.
they've added a supernatural element to it, something that could have been more like realistic scary. But honestly, I think they blended it really well. I think it was really tastefully done. The fact that all the stuff from the movie came back at the end, you know, like they came full circle in a couple different ways. And the relationship of the brother and the sister and those two young actors I thought were incredible.
Madeline McGraw is amazing. I
I
thought
loved her.
she's great.
Absolutely.
Were you bothered by the fact that this is one of my biggest nitpicks? At the end of the movie, actually, this is my friend Matt also came up with this criticism that the whole movie is about Finny or yeah Finny learning to stick up for himself, right? Because his friend tells him early on, you gotta learn to fight for yourself. And he has an abusive father, and we see that throughout the movie. Then at the end of the movie, all of a sudden the father's like actually sad about his kids or whatever. And the kid, it bothered Matt and myself that Finney doesn't like say anything to his dad. He doesn't say, you better stop abusing me and my sister. And let me ask you one more thing about that. My biggest issue with the Black Phone, I loved Ethan Hawke. I loved the acting, actually. A lot of the movie is staged well, but it bothered me that the ghosts to me were not, I wasn't crazy about how that was handled. I will say, I'm not fully on board. When it was just them talking on the phone, okay. I didn't like how they brought them in, like into the, you know, like it would. Spoiler alert, it would show them like behind Finny or something. And I found that to be so cheesy and over the top because if you, and I don't know, you could, I don't know what your
No,
thoughts
I
were
mean,
on this.
because normally I would agree with you 100% because I like that's what I think I've talked about before. That's why I don't like Stephen King movies a lot and stories is because he takes something that could be really scary and make it a supernatural thing, which in its own right can be very scary, like Hereditary. But with something like this, it was like, okay, what's scarier is the actual, like, if it was like Room, where it's, you know, it's
Yes,
skyscraper,
right.
and bringing a supernatural element into it. That's why I didn't have a lot of expectation for it. And I was like, okay, it might be okay. And definitely the stuff on the phone is very, very
Yes.
great. I liked when there were like subtle hints that they were in the room, just as like an abstract concept
Right,
that he's talking
yes.
to him.
I agree
I
with
didn't
that.
love when they were in the room being like he could physically see them. I
Yes.
would have rather it be like when he was like out, one of them was out of focus in the background, just as a kind of like
Yeah.
looming presence. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
That would have been a really cool artistic effect. But I liked it a little bit more that way rather than they're just in the room and he can see them. Or you know, if nothing else, just keep them in the film. And I do wish we would have gotten a little bit more of Ethan Hawke. And like at that one point, it did bother me a little bit when he said, "I'm gonna go get a soda, and then I'm gonna come back and explain everything." And then he doesn't. And I'm like, "Well, okay, he probably wouldn't. He's a madman." But like, it sounded like the plot was gonna be like, "Let's just give you why he's doing this," and
Yeah.
like, not that I necessarily need a motivation because sometimes that makes it scarier. But it was just weird that he's like, "I'm gonna come back and explain everything," and then they just never bring that back
Well, and
again.
I'm sorry to get, we don't have to have this full discussion, but what bothered me the most is that Finney has the pen or whatever the fuck it is. He stabs him with it in the beginning, and maybe you overlook it once. For whatever reason, you're like, all right, I guess I'll let him have it. Why does he continue to have it throughout the movie? He tries to run out. He runs out of the house, escapes. I think when he gets tackled to the ground, he drops it and grabs it again or whatever. Or it's shown in some way, from what I remember. Why do you keep letting him have this thing that he has stabbed you with? I think he ends up stabbing him with it at the end, I think. Don't remember. But like, why did you let him have that? Why did that make sense to you? You know, it just that bothered me. Like,
And you know, that reminded me, the one thing I'm surprised he didn't do, because I know the whole thing was like, the whole premise of it is use these clothes that you find in here that we left. And that was great. But he gave you a glass bottle for lunch. Just smash him over the head with it.
100%.
And a plate. Just
Yep.
go up there and smash. I don't
Even
know.
the tray. I mean, you could hit him in the head with a tray and it would hurt. So yeah, and did you know that it was Stephen King's son that wrote the original story before you saw the movie?
No.
So
That makes sense,
just
though.
okay. So let me ask you, because I didn't know this until I watched the movie, and halfway through I realized there's a lot of Stephen King-isms here. There's the small rural town, Colorado town. I know King usually does Maine, but this is a small town vibes. Abusive father, all right, and the supernatural element. And there was one more point that I had in my review. I don't remember now, but so much of it felt like Stephen King. Am I wrong?
No, and you know what? Actually, now that I think about it, I literally said to my whoever I was seeing it with, that it had a lot of it stuff in it because it had the
Yes.
girl in the yellow jacket riding on a bike in the
Yep.
rain and it had the balloons.
Yes.
So
Yes.
that felt a lot of like it now
And
that
the
I think
parents,
about
oh,
it.
and the adults that just don't give a shit. I know in it, the whole thing is that the adults grow up and don't and kind of ignore what they don't want to see it and don't report it, but it kind of the same thing. So yeah, I'm glad that you enjoyed it. I'd love to talk more about that, but let me just get and so is there any other movies you're planning to review? Because there are a few that I think that you need to see, if not. So I'll let you go first. Is there anything that you're gonna cover?
With just within the like
Yeah,
next
within
month
the
or
next
so.
couple of weeks or month, whatever.
So I definitely after Bullet Train, I do want to see Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. If I can get
Yes.
to that one. And I want to see into September. My biggest for September is Don't Worry, Darling.
Yeah.
Super that one. And I does The Whale come out in September?
Well, isn't that premiering at TIFF? So it's probably coming out
No, it is. Okay.
later in the fall. I'm mad. Everybody's getting into TIFF. I am pissed that I didn't apply because it seems as though anybody could have gotten in. No offense to TIFF, but your slate's amazing that everybody's going. And I'm jealous. FOMO.
I feel like there was something else in September. Oh, but you know what? Actually, there is something else that I want to see next week. We waited till one of my friends could see it because she actually showed me the YouTube videos of Marcel
Marcel, yes.
when we were younger, and I thought it was great. And then we wanted to see it with her, so we waited till she was free. But we're probably going to go see it next week, which I'm
Definitely
very
do
excited
that.
for.
Definitely do that. If for nothing else, I think the movie's great, but I interviewed the cinematographers, and there's a stop motion and a live action cinematographer on the film. Bianca and Eric, their work is amazing. The film is amazing, especially, and I'm just in love with it. But let me just say that there are a few movies here that I've covered recently that I just think you need to check out, and I would love for you to review these on your YouTube channel if you will. The first is Vengeance, BJ Novak's directorial debut.
Okay,
Lucky enough to see that last month, and I think it's in theaters. I loved it. I'm a fan of BJ Novak's writing. He actually has. I was hoping to interview him. I didn't get to interview him, but I had this out in case. He wrote this collection of short stories back in 2014. I loved it. I read it numerous times back then, and his writing is brilliant, and the movie is no exception. I loved it. So there's that. I would like to hear your thoughts on there's a movie coming out called Emily the Criminal with Aubrey Plaza, and I interviewed the director of that one. It premiered at Sundance, but people are going to call it, if you look it up, people compare it to like a woman Joker story. I don't see it that way. It's about a woman that has a lot of college debt, Aubrey Plaza, and she turns to a life of crime doing dummy shopping. I don't know if you know what that is. I didn't know what it was until I saw the movie.
Oh.
You get stolen credit cards, and then you buy like a TV, and then you resell it. So
Wow.
she turns to a life of that. I think it was really well done, and I enjoyed it. Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. I'm so excited for you to see that. I would love to have you back if you watch that one, because I'm bummed I didn't do any interviews, but the director and the official and one of the actors and the official Twitter page retweeted my review and my reaction. But I'm proud that the director of that film saw
Nice.
my review. I loved Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. I know some people
Oh,
are
very
not a big fan
cool.
of it, but I thought it was really cool. I don't know. I feel like I'm in the minority. I loved that one. I love Bullet Train, and people are not seeming to love both. But and yeah, I don't know if you're a Predator fan, but I did watch Prey the other day.
I actually I've seen Predator and then actually just two nights ago. So my friend and I that we watch like basically a horror movie a week.
Yeah.
He suggested we watch Predator 2 because Predator's coming out, and I actually finally saw the trailer for Prey. It was on TV. I didn't even realize it was for that at first. I was like, "This looks really cool," and then I was like, "Holy shit, this is for Prey!" And it looked awesome. It looked like, because honestly, if I'm being honest, Predator and Predator 2, I thought they were okay. I wasn't like a huge fan. I definitely liked the first one better than the second, but I liked both both enough. But I think it being like a more primal movie, you know, all the way back, was it like the
1700s? Yeah.
1700s, yeah. And I think that that'll really, especially with like the more modern cinematography and everything too, I think that that'll make it really cool, because the first one, I liked it enough and it was really cool to hunt being hunted. The second one was a little interesting because they brought it into the city, so that was a different angle, but it felt like, you know, especially having Danny Glover in it, was like, okay, it's just another like 70s crime movie, you know, like Magnum PI type stuff.
Yep.
With Predator. So but Prey, I think, really, really cool.
Yeah, I'm a newbie to the franchise. I've never seen Predator. I've never had much of an interest, although I will probably check it out now. And because Predators looks really cool, it bringing it to the city. But yeah, I thought Prey was cool. And I do want to just hear your thoughts because you've seen both. And I think from a filmmaking aspect, it's probably the best made out of all of them. It looks really nice. It looks beautiful. Yeah. So if for nothing else, that's a highlight. So yeah, what else do you have? Is there any other movies that you're really dying to review in these next couple of weeks?
I mean, those are the ones that I was really looking forward to. I mean, because there's just a couple from the last couple of months that I missed that I still need to see. I'm waiting for Patrick. We both want to watch X, but I'm
just waiting. Oh, you guys haven't seen X yet?
I haven't seen X.
Oh,
I haven't
my gosh.
Seen Men, and I really want to do that so I can do a review called my X-Men review, and that is the reason that I'm going to do that.
Oh, that's clever.
And it'll be probably, I'm assuming is one good review and one bad review, but I don't know.
I hope so. We need to talk about Men. Sounds weird. We need to talk about the movie. Yeah,
like being like, we need to talk about you. It's like,
yeah,
it's
right.
They're making these titles so that when people talk about them in general, it just is really they make weird. Them uncomfortable.
but I will say about X, you have to watch it before mid-September because Pearl is coming out. Have you heard about Pearl?
Yeah, I didn't know that was going to be so soon, though.
I didn't know either, but apparently, from what I read, Ty West, when he was breaking down, you know, finished filming X, he didn't want to just destroy the set that they had built of the farm and all this. So he wanted to put it to you. So he wrote the script in a couple of weeks, and they made Pearl, the prequel with Mia Goth's character.
Yeah.
And I haven't watched the full trailer because I just don't want to have it spoiled for me, but X is phenomenal. One of my favorites of the year, and I think you'll like that. Men, one of my least favorites of the year. I think it'd be interesting. A friend of mine had brought up a good point that all the negative responses are from Men. Yeah. Fair. It's fair. Completely fair. I mean, I think I don't even think my issues with the movie are not because of the way they portray men. I just think the metaphor is really stupid. So you need to see it because we need to talk about the last 10 minutes really put it over the edge for me. So we got to talk about that.
Yeah, from what I'm hearing, it's you're either on the side of I hate this because it degrades men, or I don't care about that because that's the point of the movie. I just care about how it did it because it wasn't done right.
You know? And Alex Garland's a genius, but that one wasn't for me. Yeah. So okay, well, with that said, I did not realize how much time I've taken of yours, Matthew. So I called you Matthew again. tell me what's your YouTube, what's your Instagram, where can people see your Nope review? I'll link it, but just give me the rundown.
So Movie in the Middle on YouTube, and then on Facebook, same thing, Movie in the Middle, and Instagram will just be movie_in_the_middle. And you can check me out on there. Yeah, I just did a Nope review and then a Nope follow up review with some spoilers. My next video, which I'm editing currently to come out pretty soon before my Bullet Train review, I went a little bit of a different direction just because I wanted a break from the really heavy stuff. I'm going to be doing. I'll keep it a secret, but it just has to do with Disney Channel movies. I'll say that because I wanted to get on the nostalgia train a little bit.
So
going in that direction, and then right back to the action with Bullet Train. So
I'm assuming it's a Sweet Life movie, and that's what you're going to be doing a video on.
Oh, you know, it's Sweet Life movie followed by Cheetah Girls 3,
Lemonade Mouth, and
Lemonade Mouth is Okay, personally, I love the High School Musical movies, and they're my favorite. And Blink Blink, a little bit of a hint, but Lemonade Mouth, I think objectively is the best Disney Channel original movie. I think I personally could put that on a regular like cable network, and people would be like, you know, this isn't great, but it's not that bad. It's pretty good. It's not. It doesn't have a lot of the cringy that a lot of the other ones do.
I like Rebel, nope, Radio Rebel, not Rebel Rebel, not the David Bowie song. And I like the one where the guy from Good Luck Charlie, the blonde kid, he plays a mascot. I don't remember what it's
My
called.
God, hasn't he?
Hatching Pete, yes. Oh my gosh, that's your video. Just by judging by your reaction, it's definitely the video you're doing it on. I'm so excited to see Hatching Pete on the movie in the middle.
maybe I will. Honestly, there's I don't know if you've heard of him. There's this reviewer called Bionic Pig on YouTube that one of my friends told me about, and I torrent through his stuff because he does stuff that's like childhood that's good, and he actually likes talking about it, and then a lot of them are really bad, and he goes through them, and one of them was For Hatching Pete, and I don't remember that movie being as bad as it was.
Oh, I'm gonna cue that one up. So
He does
now I know
that.
what
He
I'm doing
did.
with my evening.
He did Hatching Pete. He did Minutemen. He did Smart House. He's all the High School Musicals. So it's been pretty fun to brick through those.
Wow. Oh, I see it here. 127,000 views. It needs more than that. People, please watch the video on Hatching Pete. What a great film. But all right, Matt, I'm gonna let you go. So movie in the middle everywhere. I do you have a link tree? I think you should make a link tree if you don't have one, because I would also
Should.
put that there. Well,
Yeah, I'll make one.
in that case, if you're listening to me, you know where I am. I'll link my stuff in the bio. But Matt, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for talking
Yeah,
Marvel. I feel like we were,
definitely.
this went fast. It was like we were in the quantum realm, right? Because that's how time
Yeah,
works there. I
yeah,
think it slows
yeah.
down
We need to
roughly.
have like a we need to do like a pardon the interruption for movies. You know, it's like
Oh,
two minutes, 2 minutes.
I honestly thought about doing that, and I had the timer out, but I was like, I'll let us just babble
You
about
know, I mean, because then you
something.
can do like not even just the Marvel stuff, but then yeah, any little piece of news that comes in, it doesn't have to be huge, like the Joker sequel, Folia Do, and then whatever.
Oh,
But
you do,
it's
yes. All right,
pretty cool.
well, Matt, watch some Men, and
I
we
will
will
watch some
reconvene
men.
once you watch some Men. All right,
All
everybody,
right,
thank you
sounds
so much for listening.